name is Danae. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911.
Are you a person?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just got off the telephone with other people with Alabama Department of Public Health Environmental, and I was told that they're supposedly Iowa over there on the Beach Express is supposed to have like 200 doses that might be available on the 16th. But anyway, she said that I needed to go ahead and call some of these other numbers that possibly can give me some information on places that might have it here in Lower Alabama. I spoke to my own medical doctor today over the telephone. I had been tested earlier. That was at the end of January. And then I went and saw my own doctor on the 1st of February. And even though I felt like I had the flu or whatever, he seemed to think I was doing okay, although my husband, who's in his mid to late 70s, ended up getting a bad case of COVID-19, plus he's got all sorts of respiratory problems, and so he's been in the hospital since last Friday. But anyway, can you tell me if you're aware if there is any COVID-19 vaccine available for somebody? I'm in my late 60s. And my doctor said, you know, see who you where if you can find some place that they're able to give it to you. Is there any place that you know of that has the vaccine here in the Foley, Lillian, whatever area?
Okay, bear with me, Foley.
Or Robertsdale.
I see they're doing. 1 second, now appointment in the clinic is for phase 1A and 1B to include it. At the OWA on the 18th, they're having a drive.
That's what they told me, but it ended up the lady I just got off the telephone with that gave me your phone number. She works for ADPH Environmental. She said that they will not be giving the – I saw it written down where it was supposed to be given on the 16th and the 18th for the first-time people, but she said that they only have 200 doses, and it's only going to be being given on the 16th. And so I said, and she says, that's 200 doses. So I said, well, I see here it says that the thing's from 9 to 3. She says, well, I suggest getting there as early as possible and getting in the queue line. And, you know, if you can possibly get that. Now, that's the only place. They said that on the 18th, they're not going to be giving it. That was what she just told me.
Okay, so well. Okay. I'm not sure, ma'am. I don't see anything regarding the 16th. I do see one that's going to be done on the 18th from 9 to 3. That's okay. Then I see one that will be on the 23rd at the same place from 9 to 3.
Yeah, but that one, if I'm not mistaken, if you'll look, I think that's only for the second people who are already signed up for their second shot.
No, it doesn't say that. It just says no appointment needed. This clinic is for phase 1 and 1B to include
okay.
people.
And what one was that one? It was on the 23rd?
This one is, okay, that one I do see one on the 16th. I'm going to tell you all the dates first, ma'am. I see one for the 16th, the 18th,
right.
the
right.
23rd, and the 25th.
The 23rd and the 25th. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And they all say no appointment.
Necessary.
No appointment needed. This clinic is for phase 1A and 1B to include people 65 or older and additional
right.
groups of frontline workers, first responders, corrections officers, food
right.
and agriculture workers, U.S. Postal Service workers,
right.
manufacturing workers, grocery store workers, public transit workers, people who work in the education sector and judiciary.
Right. I pulled that up. See, originally they were not giving it to people that were not 75. And like I says, it was just terrible. Nobody was able to find any places to get it. And then we found out that people who were snowbirds coming down from other places were coming and getting it. And then so all these local people who were older, they were running out. But again, okay, so I'm showing you got it from the 16th, the 18th, the 23rd, and the 25th, and that's all phase one.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to go. And from what I understand, I don't think that Walmart or Sam's, I don't think that Walmart down there in Foley on 59, that's not a, is that a disbursement center for the vaccine?
I'm not sure, ma'am. I wouldn't have information regarding that.
Okay. So the only places that you do know of was Iowa?
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
And did you say that Thomas Hospital had any?
No, them all say Iowa.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. And what was your name? I just want to tell you how nice you are.
my name is Danae.
Danae?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Did you used to go, might I ask, have you worked for the health department for a long time?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Okay. And the reason why is that's, to me, a not a very common name, but I retired quite a few years ago.
Yes, ma'am.
And a young lady would come and go with us at times when we would do water sampling for seafood and take samples for running vibrio samples or whatever, and her name was Danae. And also, my doctor's nurse's name is Danae. So thank you again. You have been so nice, and I hope your family is being safe and hope you're not sick, and I hope you do well. And thank you again for helping me with this information. You have a good day.
Yes, ma'am. You too. If you need more information, there are some websites you could visit, which is adph.org or cdc.gov. I want to thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and I want you to stay safe, and I hope your husband feels better, and everything works out for you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.